Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here live in Los Angeles, although we are headed to Miami right now with Paxton Quigley for another great, great segment here of Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning.
Well, good day, and welcome to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Got some recent news? The National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health, that's a U.S. government agency, publicly complained that marijuana research progress is being hampered by its Schedule I status. By being a so-called Schedule I drug, the government has classified cannabis as addictive with no medical benefits. Now, this claim has been challenged on countless occasions by the results of extensive research being done not just in the United States, but around the world and also in Israel. One area where research has looked at cannabis as extremely beneficial is its anti-inflammatory properties. And as we know, inflammation of the joints is a common symptom of arthritis, which unfortunately is the leading cause of disability among adults in the United States. Can you imagine these statistics? Nearly 40 million people in the United States are affected by arthritis, including over 250,000 children. Now, the most common types of arthritis are osteoarthritis, followed by rheumatoid arthritis. And our guest today, Dr. Gregory Gerdeman, he's a Florida-based neuroscientist who holds a PhD in pharmacology, is going to talk to us about how cannabis can alleviate the debilitating symptoms and causes of arthritis. Dr. Gerdeman is also the chief scientific officer of Three Boys Farm in Ruskin, Florida, which is near Tampa Bay. Welcome to Cannabis Healing, Dr. Gerdeman. How are you?
Thank you, Paxton. I'm well. Thank you for inviting me on.
Certainly. Can you tell our listeners how cannabis helps alleviate the effects of arthritis? I know it doesn't get rid of it.
Well, of course, there's a lot of need for, like, controlled clinical studies to see when and where it works. But a lot has been done understanding the biology of inflammation and the progression of rheumatic diseases. And there's many different angles. I mean, of course, you mentioned cannabinoids in cannabis are anti-inflammatory. They inhibit the release from various immune cells. You know, we get inflammation because circulating immune cells, either in the bloodstream or that have gotten out of it, release mediators called inflammatory signals to create swelling. They also release pain-sensitizing molecules that make painful nerve endings more sensitive. And cannabinoids inhibit both of those things through CB2 receptors on immune cells. Importantly, when it comes to rheumatoid arthritis, which, you know, and this isn't something that's my major area of focus, but I have looked into it quite a bit. I was a keynote speaker at a Congress of Rheumatoid Arthritis a couple of years ago and talked about this. There are cells inside the joints called synovial-like cells, or synovial fibroblast-like cells, that are important for regulating the fluid inside the joint. And they have a dense expression of cannabinoid receptors, where cannabinoids like THC will not only influence the release of pain and inflammation-mediating signals, but they've actually been found to decrease the generation and release of enzymes called like metalloproteases that help to chew down and degrade tissue inside the joint. So on a basic clinical, sort of a basic science level, there's exciting reason to think that cannabinoids could be something that not only treats symptoms of disease, like pain and inflammation, but actually is what we call a disease-modifying agent. It could slow the progression as well. And that's really lacking in rheumatic disease therapies, where there's a lot of the strategies are to use so-called biological agents to attack, dampen down your own immune system, which can cause a lot of dangerous side effects as far as making people very vulnerable to infection.
Now, what about children, those that have this condition? Are you saying that also they can be treated with cannabis too?
Well, you know, I want to be careful and point out that I'm not a clinician, and I'm talking about, you know, basic mechanisms. Most of the information I'm talking about is honestly come from animal studies. And I don't know, so not being in clinical practice as an MD myself, I haven't been around young kids that are trying to use this, so I haven't really interacted with as many, you know, anecdotal clinical successes with kids. I don't see why with a topical product, something that can penetrate the skin some but be applied topically. I know there are people who have had good results with topical application of cannabis extract. And I don't know why that wouldn't be effective with kids if the underlying condition is rheumatic inflammatory disease. It's worth trying.
Now with arthritis, does it have something to do, is it related to genes? My parents both lived a long time, and they never had arthritis. But friends, you know, that around them did. Is there a genetic composition to all of this, do you think?
Well, I suspect there is, but I can't say that I've looked at it very closely.
I see. I understand. Why do you think that the pharmaceutical companies are not experimenting with cannabis, or at least funding research? Have you any inkling?
Well, the pharmaceutical industry in general has focused on targeting the endocannabinoid system. So there is research at, for example, synthetic drugs that would inhibit the breakdown of the body's natural endocannabinoids and accomplish a similar effect to the plant cannabinoids, in theory. But, you know, pharmaceuticals haven't jumped into cannabis because they're enormous industries and don't want to traverse federal law. And historically, there's been an aversion of the pharmaceutical industry from sort of advancing research towards something that isn't very patentable.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Really.
So there isn't enough money that can be made, obviously. I understand that. Now, I've also read that cannabis has properties that can help restore bone growth. Is that just something that's being tossed around, or is there actually some research behind that?
There's research in here. Some of the stuff that comes up, there are labs in Israel where I think most of this work has been done. But, yeah, and this is somewhat related probably to what I mentioned with how cannabinoids can decrease the degradation of joint tissue in rheumatic disease. The growth and strength of bones is a balance of new bone growth and cells called osteoclasts that break bone down, and that balance changes over time. It changes certainly at menopause because estrogen levels are important for this. And yeah, definitely there's been good evidence that the CB2 cannabinoid receptors are involved with enhancing that balance to favor bone growth, and it may be an important part of natural healing of how our endocannabinoid system is upregulated to assist in the process of bone healing, and it does suggest cannabis might be a useful approach in battling osteoporosis.
Ah, well, this all sounds very interesting. I just want to ask you one more question, just a brief answer. Do you think a lot of athletes should be taking a cannabis? Because a lot of them have, you know, a lot of problems. Inflammation.
I absolutely do. Some of what I talk and think most about is the effects of brain injury and brain trauma. And, of course, there's inflammation. I think that, honestly, I think athletes involved with contact sports should, there's no reason why CBD shouldn't be a very a regular part of their regimen. And cannabis in general, I think, can support the longevity of an athlete. And sports medicine tends to focus on getting a player back at it and back at the field. We want to think about the health and longevity of our athletes as human beings. I think that we should absolutely not shy away from encouraging them to experiment with, you know, at least modest cannabis to help their well-being.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Herdeman. This has been enlightening. And if you get any research on the subject, you know, we'd love to talk with you again. And again, thank you for sharing this essential information with our listeners. You're welcome. And to all of our cannabis healing listeners, thank you for being with us today. Please find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Please stay healthy and balanced and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.